This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daryl Scott.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Jennifer Lee about Cars and Art tomorrow from noon to 7 p.m. in the East Peoria Levy District. Jennifer, it's so good to see you again.
Thank you. It's great seeing the two of you.
I noticed that this event is going to feature a vintage art fair, which, of course, is a wonderful tie-in with vintage cars.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'll hear people say they don't make things like they used to. In terms of the popularity of vintage art, it seems, has really kind of grown. What are some of the things that people enjoy about that, and what might people be able to find?
Well, vintage art really is a little taste of nostalgia for most folks. They enjoy something they're very familiar with. The nice thing about the vintage art that we're going to have is that it's kind of reinterpreted. It's not classic vintage art, the kinds of things that you may have seen in a home 90 years ago, but it's just an interpretation of that. It's fresh, it's fun, it's new. I think people will really enjoy it. Now, in addition to the vintage art, we will have traditional fine art. You will see traditional jewelry and ceramics, fiber artists. We have a fabulous new fiber artist, Dana Baldwin, who is going to bring in a dress, floor-length dress, made of about 100 yards of burlap. 18th century dress reinterpretation. It is fabulous. So I hope a lot of people get a chance to come out and see this. It's just a little taste or hors d'oeuvres of the kinds of things they can expect at this show.
And I understand you have 30 Central Illinois-based artists that will be present. How did you recruit them?
Artists are such wonderful people, a lot by word of mouth. This is an invitational show, so what we attempted to do was find those artists that we felt would fit in very best with the classic cars and classic retro kind of feeling art. And we got a terrific, terrific response. Can't wait. I'm going to enjoy seeing it when everything's set up, and I know everyone else is going to enjoy it as well.
Do you think it's important for folks to not only shop local when it comes to groceries or produce, but also when it comes to art?
I think it is not just important. I think it's essential that we start to do more of that. These are folks who live right among us, whose livelihood is dependent on selling and showing their art. And it enriches our lives, it enriches their lives, it encourages them, and also it encourages young budding artists to know that they can have a career right here in Central Illinois that will support them.
I was interested when you said that you'll have the vintage artists, that how you research them. How did you know who our vintage artists were?
Well, we do have a committee that attempts to attend openings all over Central Illinois. And so it starts with just one, and who else is doing this kind of work? We did put out a call for artists, and we found some artists, which I think, Suzette, you'll be really pleased to know, that have never shown before, who have been quietly doing their artwork, and now we're going to have an opportunity for them to really explode.
Chances are most of us have either driven through or gone shopping in the Levy District over in East Peoria in the past year or so. Notice that there's, of course, a lot of retail space, municipal buildings, just a lot of new things. And it seems like the design of the Levy District kind of lends itself to events such as a vintage art fair or mm-hmm. a classic car cruise-in. If you could talk a little bit about the setting of the Levy mm-hmm. District and what that means for the city of East Peoria and also for just putting on events.
Well, I think that we were very, very fortunate in that the Levy District, at one time, land was available, land was vacant, so it's very well planned. So there, as you said, there's retail, there are restaurants, but there's also a fabulous new library, prairie style, absolutely gorgeous. There's much public area now, but there's going to be even more. There are plans to continue to have open space for the community, and there's going to be a shell area, and there's going to be lots of public sculpture. So it has really changed the face of that area. Now, it's really located 396 on Washington. If there's anyone who hasn't been there yet, I can't even imagine that. So it's the area between a Super Target and Costco. And it's just fabulous. It's refreshing. You can come at noon, view art, have something to eat in one of the many, many restaurants right there. Come out, look at the cars, have dinner, and look at more art.
And I wonder if you can share a little bit about your relationship with the East Peoria city officials. I've had a chance to meet several of them, and mm-hmm. I find them very engaged, mm-hmm. very enthusiastic.
engaged and enthusiastic. Excellent word, Suzette. True, true. I think that what's happening is there's a lot of excitement right now because everything's new, everything's fresh, everything's possible. Their eyes are open and to every kind of opportunity. The new hotel just opened, so everything's being very grounded. It's just eye candy. That whole area is eye candy.
And you mentioned earlier that there's a band shell that's in the works, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Is the hopes to attract more arts events such as these in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And also being outdoors is great, but also mm-hmm. in Central Illinois, we have winter. Are there other events and activities that might be possible down the road year-round?
Yes, there's the possibility of the band shell, which will give a lot of open space for all kinds of, and not just visual arts, but concerts, dance, just all kinds of artistic expressions that people can enjoy. But there's also indoor space, which is almost ready, so that there can be some smaller kinds of things in an undercover venue. Because you're right, we live in Central Illinois, and rain, sleet, snow, storms. And so, yeah, that was in the plans as well.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Rick Swan. I noticed he's on a lot of the news releases, and it sounds like you work in close collaboration with him.
Yes. Rick Swan, in addition to being head of the Chamber of Commerce over in East Peoria, is also a classic car enthusiast and classic car owner. He has put together hundreds of cars from the 1930s to just about the 1970s. And I just talked with Rick to ask him how firm is he on the 70s. He said there may be some room for some 80s. He's open to classic car experiences. Everybody, so bring your children, your grandchildren, your significant others, your parents. It's going to be an experience. The interesting thing is that no tour ever alike. So please, please bring it. Some are in original condition. Some have been really dressed up a lot. So
anything old, if you have, say, a 47 Chevrolet sitting in your garage at home, I might know someone who has one of those. It might be me. And let's say I wanted to come out. What's sort of the best way, layout, streets? How do we get there?
Just come to down West Washington, and by the time you get there, the classic car cruising is going to start at 3 o'clock, but we think that the cars are going to start to come a lot earlier. So just come down Washington, and you will see all the signs. There will be signs. You'll see cars every place, but there will also be signs every place and telling you exactly how to get in. Now, you won't be towing the car, I hope.
No, it runs this week.
Okay. Okay. Then bring it, and we'll find a place for you.
And what are the hours of the event this weekend?
The art show will start at noon and go until 7. The cruise-in will start right at 3 o'clock, but as I said, cars will be there a lot earlier and go until 7. So come at noon and stay until 7.
We've been talking with Jennifer Lee, who's organizing the Cars and Art at the Levy District in East Peoria. It runs tomorrow from noon to 7 between Costco and Super Target in East Peoria. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's happening in the Heights this weekend. Tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at I Know You Like a Book and Picture This Gallery, you can purchase the Dynamic Art Lives in Central Illinois book featuring the work of 200 artists. You can then stroll to nearly a dozen businesses in the Heights where 30 of the artists in the publication will be on hand to sign the book and show a piece of their art. And as a special treat, concertmaster Marcia Henry Liebenau of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra will visit the stores and offer a sampling of her extraordinary violin playing.
And finally, Suzette, just in time for Fall Autumn Fest takes place tomorrow at Washington Square in Washington between 4 and 7 p.m. It's open to the public, and there's food and music. Also, the Gym Corner Gymnast will be performing at 4 o'clock, and the specialty shops along the square in Washington will stay open later than usual.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Daryl Scott, and this is Out and About.